Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2025, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is a visionary leader, a powerhouse speaker, and the founder of the Voices of Women Summit. She's dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and coaches take the stage, share their message, and make an impact. With her signature energy, passion, and a whole lot of fun, she's got another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly. Well, hey, folks, we're back. And this time I have with us Tara Nolan. Tara is going to be speaking about soul speaking and heart-centered sales. Welcome to the program, Tara.
Hi, Kimberly. It's so great to be here. I love this event.
It's so fun to have you. I'm delighted that you were able to come back and share. I love when you get an opportunity to talk to our audience. We think a lot alike. So that said, before we get into this topic, tell us your story. How did you become an expert in this area?
A lot of spiritual study. So there was a time in my life, I wouldn't have used the term spiritually suffering, but I actually was. I had stepped away from some of the teachings of my upbringing. I'll just say it that way. And I went heavy into corporate life and I worked my way up the ladder and I thought I was doing all the right things. And I started making a lot of money and I looked really successful on the outside and I wasn't feeling it on the inside. And it took a loss in my life. My friend was driving up here on a motorcycle to visit me when he had a crash and sadly passed away. When I really looked at mortality, as well as the grief I had around losing my friend, that life is short and we need to be happy. So I went on this search around the world and ended up in a yoga teacher training in Bali. And I studied with, for the next 15 years, I studied with all kinds of gurus from everywhere across the globe on a journey of understanding what it really takes to make people happier. And I found that it is tapping into the message that is within our soul essence, because that is our authentic self and the truth of who we really are. So when you're speaking from your truth, your soul speaking, that's where that terminology comes from.
All right. Awesome. Well, let's get into it. How do we do that? I know a lot of our folks in this community have a program or a product or a service that is really helpful for the people who need them, but they're afraid of sales. They don't like the sales word. So how can we do it and be heart-centered and do sales?
Yeah. So it was my years and decades really in corporate America where I was in sales. And then I was in this spiritual study for decades. So I do really blend that together. So how you do it is you have to first get really aligned personally with your own soul essence. So you're coming from a place of being genuine. I think everyone can tell when you're not. And that's where we get these negative words in our head around salespeople, like being sleazy or fake, or it feels like you're being pushed or something, because it doesn't feel authentic or genuine. So what worked for me in corporate and works for me now and works for my hundreds of thousands of clients I've worked with is really like being in service. So this is not only a key to sales, this is a key to deep level happiness. If you step into what is your purpose and you know that your purpose is there so you can be in service in your life and that becomes your life or your soul's mission, then you are giving others more happiness and fulfillment. You receive it. And that is actually sales. Like, people don't see that to be synonymous with sales. But you can't help people if they're not really enrolling with you, if they're not really connecting, right? So just like if you try to help a friend with something, I mean, you can help them, like, you know, help them with something small, but to really make a difference, they've got to really open up to wanting your help and they've got to value it. And that is when you sell to someone and enroll them in your program or your product or service, you have a solution for their problem. That's what all business is, problem and solution. You have a solution. But sales is you just educating them and informing them that this is truly the solution for them.
Yeah, I think that, but that comes from like an inner knowing and an inner confidence as well. So what does soul speaking, how do we get that piece in?
Well, sales and marketing are really, you know, hand in hand, right? So right. A lot of times in marketing, we're using, maybe we're using AI, which is great for generating ideas, love AI, but maybe we're using what we think everyone else is saying, and it doesn't feel as aligned with our soul. It just feels like, well, this is what I should do. And it doesn't, the words don't sparkle off the page the same way. Mm-hmm. When you are aligned in your soul, you are speaking from your truth and you are going deep, like I was saying, into your dharma or your purpose. And then your message that you're sharing or speaking is aligned with your soul's mission. So that is what I mean by soul speaking. The soul has a message that is meant to be shared, and you share that in your conversations, in your online lives, in your interviews, in your marketing, in your landing pages. But you have to get really deeply connected with your soul's mission, and then spirit is supporting you all along the way. New opportunities will come to you. And I know you've had this, Kimberly, too. Like, opportunities come to you when you're on the right path that you can't possibly plan for.
I agree. Do you have some examples of some of those? I love what you said, sparkle. It doesn't sparkle off the page because it's not you. It's not, it's like, it's fakey. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I think I just was in New York recently and with my book, Happy Rebel, my second best-selling book. And it was on New York Times Square. And that was another like opportunity that came to me, the way the book, everything, new opportunities are constantly coming up where there's people that want to support me and sharing it. There's someone called me, this was a few years ago, but from NBC, I did not search for this. I did not pay to be on NBC like some people do in PR. I mean, literally someone called me and said, I want you to be on NBC. And, you know, so partnerships come up. People come, it can be just, I was on USA Today, different things come to you and it's aligned with where you want to go. Different people come in your life. It could be a conversation. It could be an idea. But when you're on your soul's mission and you're living your truth or speaking your truth, that's when you will be surprised at what can come out of it or what can happen. Even you and I, Kimberly, are a great example, I guess, because we have been so aligned, I think, since the moment we met. We're very different, and yet we have so much in common. Like, we have different ways, but we have so many of the same passions. And I just always see opportunities for us to be supporting one another. And it's because we're both in alignment with the work we're meant to be doing on this planet, I think.
I think it's a lot of law of attraction and intentionality. Do you agree?
100%. I think the power of intention cannot be discounted either. I speak about that in the Happy Rebel book. And of course, all of this is about law of attraction for sure. And heart-centered sales is that. So just to tie that back into our theme today, like, if you have a block in your mind that someone's not going to buy from you, or that maybe you're not on the right path or something, you're not going to have the same feeling behind it. Just like you wouldn't have the same feeling in those words that you have on the page in marketing, you don't have the same energy or feeling behind the sales conversation. So
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. So I think a lot of folks sort of back down because they think that the sales part is the hard part, right? Nobody likes to be sold to, but we all like to buy things that we want, right? But if when you're doing that sales call or that sales conversation, the feeling of insecurity is, am I good enough? Are they going to want it? What if they say no? Do I have to overcome objections? And I think all of those things come up and create insecurity in heart-centered coaches. What would you recommend that they take a look at?
I think they take a look at their triggers, because I think if you are triggered by sales or being sold to, because you think that is a negative practice or pushy or sleazy or something, then you're not going to want to do that. Of course, I love being sold to. Kimberly, you know, anytime you offer something to me, I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. What can I do? You know, and I make sure it's right or it's aligned. I'm not just going to buy anything, but I love hearing what people have to offer me because I don't see it as like, oh, she's trying to sell me something. I think, oh, great. She has something to offer me that can help me. Like, so if you're seeing people selling you as something, you know, negative, then you're going to undervalue your services. You're going to undervalue your own worth. So if someone's higher ticket, all the better. You know, if they're charging more, then they are someone that knows their worth and maybe someone you don't want to learn from.
Excellent point. I love how you're approaching this. And it's so valuable for this audience because I know that there are people out there that have products that are and solutions for people. But if you don't share your solution, then somebody with twice your price and half your talent is going to serve the person that you could have served. And that's not what's supposed to happen. What's supposed to happen is you're supposed to step up and serve that person that you were meant to serve. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And it is, it is this, there's a book actually by Marianne Williamson, but Divine Law of Compensation. So it comes to me that we are both parties that are creating an experience that both people want, right? So there's an exchange that we both want. Like when Kimberly and I work together, you know, it goes both ways. And sometimes she's creating an opportunity that I want. So I value it. So I'm happy to buy it. And the same with when she has something for me or vice versa, or people I work with, like you are not taking advantage of anyone when you're selling them or charging a higher price. You're actually valuing what you have and co-creating experience you both want. Just as you're co-creating with spirit, your life and your business and the reality you live in, you get to co-create, and that's when opportunities come to you. You're also co-creating with this other amazing being that has been divinely connected with you because you can help them. But then what happens when one of you stands in the way? The help can't happen because you have a subconscious block or they do. And you just have to show up with love and openness and have a conversation. And of course it's more, there's a psychological practice that you have to, you know, help to guide people to draw out their own objections that aren't serving them anymore. So they don't stay stuck in the same place again and again and again. Like you are there in sales or as the entrepreneur, as the salesperson to help people to get past their blocks and limitations so they can get the help that they really need or get the solution to their problem, whether it's a product or a service.
How do you see the whole industry evolving? How do you see the industry evolving so that more professionals can embrace more authenticity and heart-centered strategies and using the approach of I'm here to help you rather than I'm here to sell you? How do you see the industry changing?
I see the industry changing in a way that we need it now more than ever. There is a lot of AI, which again, I'm a fan of. I'm not saying anything negative about it, but people aren't always creating their own stuff anymore, which can be helpful, but it can lead to different people having similar messages, people using each other's messages. There's a lot of that going on. Yeah. There's a lot of noise out there, right? So that deep connection becomes even more important. I think our world needs it. Our industry needs it now more than ever. And that's why I go back to soul speaking. It is what's unique to you. And when it's coming from your soul, no one can tell your story because no one has lived it. No one has a story like yours. No one can reach the same people you can reach in the same way.
That's very true. And I think that there's a lot of our community will go out and buy somebody's program and they'll say, well, just do it this way. And they'll have a structure and a thing to follow. And while those guidelines can be eye-opening, trying to be somebody else and like embody that or that works for somebody else may not work for you, probably will not work for you. What do you think that are the biggest myths that are out there right now that are being spread about how easy sales is or how, just do this and it'll work kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree with you. First of all, I've never had a cookie cutter kind of coaching program or mastermind program because I'm all about individual authenticity, authentic self, the soul essence. Like I want people to get their vision, help them to remove the barriers from the subconscious blocks. That's where I come in. I can give you consultation, right? But it has to be inspired action, the action that you are drawn to. Otherwise you won't do it, and it just won't work the same. We can't all do the same method. Yeah, there's funnels and there's marketing, and there's this and that. But if it's not, I'm not going to have my coach and then do what my coach does the same way that she does it. It's not going to light me up. I'm not going to have the same energy behind it. People are going to feel that. Like, you have to be you. You have to use your expertise, your background experience, and your passion and your purpose. That's how you really will create a dream life and business. You have to be connected to that truth within. And that comes across in sales. That comes across in sales. I mean, there's more to sales, right? It's always problem solution. Sales is not selling to someone. Sales is discovering if you are a fit. Sales is asking the right question.
Beautiful. You guys need to write that down. Sales is not selling and pushing something on one. It's deciding whether or not, discovering whether or not you are a fit.
Yeah, discovering if you can help someone. Like, I ask questions. Where are you at currently? Where do you want to be in the future? What's your ideal vision? Can I help you with integrity? Am I the person, or do they need something else or someone else? Like, I'm not a lot of things, but I know what I am. I know which lane I'm in and how I can help, you know? So if you're trying to do something that's not in my wheelhouse, then, you know, I would recommend something else, you know? But if it is the right person, then you can tell people, I'm 100% confident I can help you. When I have the right person, I tell them, you are my ideal client. You should work with me. I know it's scary. But you need to do this, because this is going to change your life.
Because I know I can help you.
I know I can help you with 100% certainty. When that right person is there, you also have to trust yourself that you know that you can. But you can't do that when you first meet someone and say,
absolutely,
pay me $10,000, I know I can help you. You have to really go through the discovery process of where are you at now? Where do you want to go? And that could be, this is any sales. This works for every one of you out there. Because even if you're a car salesman, where are you at now? Where do you want to go? I've got a broken car. I don't like it. And I want a new one. Okay, let's get clear. Am I the person who can help you? So any sales in the world, problem, solution, discovery, and finding out what is the block. Because there might be a block of, they're going to say, the time's not now. I can't invest in myself. Okay, well, why can't you invest in yourself? I don't have the money. Well, how are you going to create the money if you don't do something new? Maybe you can't afford not to invest or figure out a way. There's always a way. There is always a way. And it is the people that sometimes even have the challenge investing that go even more all in on their investment. I know when I've had time to challenge and I've invested anyway, I thought I will pray. I'll get intentional. I'll say, I have to make this work. Like, this is for my life and my daughter's life. I'm a single mom. I have to make this work. And I will not drop the ball in that.
Well said. All right. No, this is so good. It's just, I just didn't want to interrupt because it's so good. Yeah. All right. If we're in a heart-centered sales environment, what kinds of, I love metrics. I love, you know, being able to look at numbers and be able to see how things went and work with that. I know that some people don't like looking at that because they may not love in that. For the heart-centered entrepreneurs are out there, how do you define success? Is it I got this much in sales, or is it something a little bit different?
I don't like the old model of, or the old definition of success being just money. Like, I think so much in our Western culture, it really is like success equals how much money you make. And I was there. I made a lot of money and I felt I was suffering. How is that success? So I really take this holistic approach to business and look at the life wheel. So we can't actually measure it. It's an old, you know, life coaching tool that's been around forever, I think. But I really look at all aspects of life, whether it's relationships, physical environment, finances. Money's a part of it, absolutely. But again, I'm going to go back to like happy rebel, like create it on your own terms. Find out what's happy for you, because it's not going to be the same for everyone else. What Kimberly is successful might not be for me, and vice versa. We do agree on a lot. We like to have geographic freedom. Like, that's not for everyone. So it's got to, but you can measure it if you actually pay attention and like do the ratings. Like, how do you feel about where you'd be on a scale of 1 to 10 in these different areas of your life? Like, I look at that with my clients so we can literally see their improvement in 3 months and 6 months and a year and see vast changes. So I define success by being fulfilled in all aspects of life.
Absolutely. And if we're going to be soul speaking and heart centered, we need to be sure that we're following our own passions, our own dreams, the things that we love, and serving in the way that we want to, as opposed to, you know, driving for necessarily the, you know, the end goal of somebody else's end goal. So I love that, Tara. Thank you. All right. Well, you actually have a couple of really cool things for our audience. You have a gift, which is a masterclass. This is awesome. We're going to go ahead and put the link to this in the chat. So this is for everyone. This is Purpose, Passion, and Prosperity Masterclass. I love that. Tell us about what they're going to get there. And then if you all would click on that and let us know that you got it, if you are able to get it. And I think there's a couple of dates that it's happening. Is that right?
Yeah, there's one right away on Monday, so in 2 days. And then there's another one after that. So you can choose which date you want once you click in and register. And it's an hour with me. I will be sharing the 3 mindset shifts you need to make in that might be holding you back, and looking at how you can tune into your dharma or your purpose, how you can monetize your passion and really create prosperity in all aspects of life and what that looks like. So again, I'm going to go back to rewiring the brain and seeing where you might be standing in your own way. To me, that is one of the biggest pieces. We can talk strategy and structure and systems all day long, but if you don't have that piece, you will hold yourself back, even in sales.
Beautiful.
I can give people a script,
beautiful,
right? So you will also have at least a half hour, I would say. Usually I go through it, you know, in 30 minutes. And then I really take time to connect with people there, to do real coaching. It's a free session with me for sure. So I'd love to share that with you.
Awesome. Awesome. And let Tara know you came from Voices of Women Summit so that she can know that, that this is her heart-centered people. These are the people that she wants to connect with. So I hope you all sign up for that and got a chance to pick the date. Kathleen says it's March 10th or March 19th. So March 10th would be Monday, I guess. And March 19th, if you're not able to go to the March 10th. Can they go to both of them? They want to go to both of them? Can they attend both?
Of course, please do.
I love it.
Attend both.
I love it. Sign up for both of them. I love it. All right. And then our VIPs are actually getting a really fun gift. This is a general admission ticket to her soul speaking signature talk. Talk about that.
Okay. I'm so excited about this. This is a big one. It's really big. And it's going to be over two days with a 2-hour session the third day. Kimberly's well aware of this. So you are going to go deep into the soul to discover the soul's mission and understand what soul speaking is, meaning the message that you are meant to share in this lifetime with the world, who you need to reach, how you need to reach them. So if you are a speaker or you aspire to be a speaker, whether it is on a podcast interview, maybe it is on a summit interview, speaking something like this, or it's your own 2-day event, a 5-day retreat on a stage with hundreds of people, you will leave having created, written, and completed your own soul speaking signature talk. So I'm going to guide you through the entire process, even if you don't know what that is yet. And even if you have one, you will get your new one and you will get more certain about who it is you're reaching, what your message is, and how you can utilize it to convert your audience into paying clients.
All of you need to sign up for VIP. All of you need to jump into this class. The dates of it, I actually had it on my calendar. Do you happen to remember the dates?
Yeah, April 1st and 2nd with the bonus on the 3rd. So April 1st
awesome.
And 3rd.
Awesome. So you got plenty of time to register and clear your calendar for this. You're going to learn a lot. It's going to be awesome. Do not miss it. If you're a VIP, you definitely want to sign up and grab that. Our next speaker up is Lucinda Sykes. She's going to be talking about sleeping pills, which are actually harmful in particular for women, what your doctor may forget to tell you. And you're going to get some real insights from her. But before we let you go, Tara, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for carving time out of your day to be with us. Tell us any final words for the crew.
First of all, Kimberly, you are amazing for always doing this and serving so many people. You absolutely have a business of service, and I'm honored to be in this space with you. And secondly, for everyone else there, yes, congratulate yourselves for taking the time to be here as well, because you are doing the work that other people are not doing in this world, which is stepping up into the next version of you. So I would say continue to love yourself enough to do the things that will give you your dream life and business, because you deserve nothing short of amazing.
Beautifully said. You deserve nothing short of amazing. I love it. Words to live by. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Lucinda Sykes in just a minute. This has been an incredible session with my friend Tara Nolan, and we look forward to seeing you back at the top of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers.
Wow, that was an amazing speaker. For replays of this talk and all the talks, plus an incredible gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, you can always email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.